News Talk 790 KFYO, Collins and Sandra Ziegler for Laura Mack, who is resting. She's neutropenic?
Know what she said? Yeah, I think so.
Basically, you can't breathe on her for a few days because her white blood cell, cell count's so low. So Godspeed to you, Laura. Hope you get feeling better
and get better.
You know, get those white blood cells cranked up. Hey, back to school time. A lot going on, and we've got Mark Martin in the house. He's from Premier Charter School. Welcome to the program, man.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Where's Premier at? And over there, like 19th and West Loop or something like that?
You're very close. We are located in the Wayland Plaza, which is just outside the loop on 19th Street.
Okay. Tell us what's going on over at Premier.
It's an exciting time of year. As all the schools, the clock is ticking. We're getting ready to get the schools started. The teachers are getting everything prepared, and we're enrolling students. I just want to make everyone aware, we are there. Sometimes it's a little hard to find us. We are right next to the loop, and the traffic goes by pretty fast. But we are there at that in Wayland Plaza, really just across from the Covenant School of Nursing.
Right.
What day do y'all start?
We start the 26th of August, as everyone does, and two Mondays. And we are, at this point, enrolling students and getting everything prepared. We have an open house, two open houses next week to make parents aware on the 20th and 22nd from 6 to 7:30 in the evenings. We also have an informational day on that Wednesday in the afternoon from 2 to 4 for parents that just need to come in, would like to see the facility, talk to us, meet the teachers.
Now, a lot of people have this perception about charter schools, but I'll have to tell you, we had an experience with charter school that was out of necessity. It's not always just bad kids go to charter schools. My daughter had a platelet disorder, ITP. It's immune thrombocytopenia purpura. Look that up, yeah? Anyway, so she had to withdraw from public school between Christmas and New Year's of her junior year, because she needed to just concentrate on the academic curriculum. And she's like, she was over Lubbock High. She's like crazy smart. And so she had to come out because of her physical condition at the time until she got remediated. But, turns out she graduated in about 5.5 weeks, but she completed two semesters online, tested out of 7. And then took 2 more classes, still graduated distinguished. Now she's pre-med, got, she just turned 19, got 60 hours left on her undergrad. So,
yeah.
And then she's going to be going to PA or med school. And so it's not just for kids that have disciplinary problems. I mean, people that need alternative lifestyle or learning styles, and people that need to have, in a more of an individualized approach to education.
You're right. We serve several kids with, it's called alternative for a reason. There is no one size fits all in the state as far as education is concerned. Your daughter had a need, and there was an institution, a mechanism by which she could take care of her academic needs and really point herself toward her goals in the medical field.
Right.
We have a population like that in our school that have gotten to that point in their high school education that they know where they want to go. They are not as involved in extracurricular.
And not all kids do.
Yeah.
Right.
And they're not as involved in extracurricular. We are focused on the curricular aspect to make sure that we fulfill those components the state requires to get that diploma, which is the first step to step out into the real world. And so we serve that need for a lot of kids. We'll have a lot of kids come and graduate early, as your daughter did, that we have a program by which we can focus on the academics. We can make sure they get those things and get their diploma so they can step out in the world. We have several kids that want to go into the military or they want to go into the medical field. They want to enroll in some sort of extra education, whether it's a community college, 4-year college. So we serve the need for those kids to come in, accelerate their diploma, and get out into the world. We also, as you referenced, we do have a population that has grown the last 20 years that in our society, we have kids that need help. They've had bad school histories. They've had just life happen to them. It's not what you'd call bad kids, but kids that have had some things happen to them.
Circumstances
that are beyond their controls. Let's think about it. They're teenagers. And in many cases, they don't have control over their environment. They don't have control over who they're living with or what their living conditions are. And it doesn't always match up with the school schedule. And so we provide a way for them to catch up and to get some credit recovery so that they can get that high school diploma. There are a lot of options in society. People can get GEDs. They can get high school diplomas. Right now, the GED program is in transition.
Mm-hmm.
And so the most...
it's going web-based. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so it's there's a lot of questions that people have about how do you get GEDs, what are you going to have to invest, time-wise, money-wise, things like that. To get your high school diploma in the credits is still the most consistent mm-hmm. way to go. And we provide a way to do that for kids that are stuck.
What does your school day look like? Is it a traditional school day, or are there different hours?
We are an alternative, so we have some flexibility. This next year, we're going to be having school in a morning session and an afternoon session.
Okay.
Because we don't ring bells, change classes, we don't spend a lot of our time with the extracurricular, we can have a time on task focus, and so we'll have an 8 to 12 session and a noon to 4 session so that the students enrolling there have a choice. And that may fit their lifestyle better. We do
You know, a lot of the European school models that they're in school like 4 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because that same kind of thing, you know, type of schedule. Hey, give us your telephone number. Tell us about your open house and when you're going to have it.
Telephone number is 763-1518. We are taking applications now in our offices. Next week on the 20th and the 22nd, that's Tuesday and Thursday, we will have an open house from 6 to 7:30. An informational meeting on that Wednesday, the 21st, from 2 to 4 in the afternoon, if they can't make an evening meeting.
Okay, great. Hey, Mark, thanks for being with us. Mark Martin Premier Charter School. It's over in the Wayland Plaza at
2002
West Loop 289. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Good morning. It's 16 after the hour.